Tashin Pei Beis Amin Aleph in the bottom on the Gemara. So it says, Kaisa Samach Avodah Zorah. The person had a situation where his wall was next to the Beis Avodah Zorah. Shaya Oysa Kaisa on Mechitza after the Beis Avodah Zorah. There's a Beis Avodah Zorah, and this wall was being shared between him and the Beis Avodah Zorah. They were using it together. So if it falls down, also the Bnei Zorah, the Kamahani, the Avodah Zorah, because he's giving a benefit to Avodah Zorah. So the law is you had to move in 4 amas, and then you could fill up the 4 amas. So that was a case where the kaisel was not necessarily on his property; it was on the property of the Beis Avodah Zorah, but they owned the kaisel b'shutvus. So here, the place, half of the place of the kaisel, belonged to the Avodah Zorah. See, in Mechsel, Amechsel Shaloi, Nechsheves Barba Amis Shalkanisa. So when he has to move in 4 Amis, so the place where the kaisel was stood is subtracted from the total of the 4 amas, the part which belonged to him. The part which belonged to him of where the kaisel stood is subtracted from the 4 amas. Nefi sheichivuhu chachamim laharchika mishaloi 4 amas. We call this kula b'sech shaloi. The chachamim mechayiv him to move away 4 amas and to go into his own property 4 amas. But we're pointing out, but the kaisel part was included. And the more brought that this price. The Tanakhama says that there's a dintuma on the etzim, the avonim, and the offer. And it brought a pasuk of, it's like a sheretz. Sheket to shakseno. Loshen sheket, something which is to be distanced, it's abominable. Kisheretz, which is like a sheretz. Now, what is significant about a sheretz? Shenam is hamim v'masa. Sheretz does not have tumas masa. Rekibas the Yibba Pasek says it like a Nida. Nida Matam of Amasa, Adam Anoisa, person who would be picking up the Nida or moving the Nida is Tame. The Iskish, the Zav, the Pasek compares Nida to Zav. He says, Vazav, Habadava, Benida, Vahadava, Benida, Zav, Vazav, Zavai. They're in the same Pasek. Anything which touches that which was under the Zov, so that's the Mishkov, the Moshov, the Merkov, the Halachas, he's Tomei out of Arev, and one who carries them, so it's referring back to the Mishkov. That was she placed something which the Zov would lie on, Moshe the Zov would sit on, Merkab something the Zov would ride on, and Afazov b'mashma oisam. The Zov itself was also included in the word oisam. One who carries them is not referring to only to the items which the Zov sat on, but it's also referring to the Zov. So the Zov also, there's a locha b'hanusay oisam, the one who carries the Zov, or which means moves the Zov in some way. So Nida is the same as Zov, and Avodah Zorah now is the same as Nida. So comes along Rabba says that when it comes to Tumas Masa, everybody agrees that it has Tumas Masa. Where is the Machlaikus? Whether it has Tumas of Tumas Eben Misama. So Sheretz doesn't have that. So in that sense, it's like a sheretz. Now sheretz doesn't have masa either, but in that sense, it's not like sheretz. That Rabbi says even Chacham agree it has tumas masa, like Rabbi Kiva said. It doesn't, they just say it doesn't have tumas Eben Misama. So Rashi was Eben Misama. So I told you Eben Misama from Tosis is a very large stone. On top of an item, some item is under this gigantic stone, and then the nida or whatever would sit on top of it. So their weight doesn't add any weight to the item which is in bottom, any significant weight. The tzilla is the tzumas. Eben mesama, it's being noisy, it's carrying the nida, even though there's this gigantic stone in the middle. Rashi learns it a little bit differently. Tosis had difficulty with Rashi's pshat. It says, Eben shesamu al gabi yisedus. There was these spikes, banged it to the ground, and there's this large stone on top of it. And Rekelim Tachteo, and there's Kelim under the stone. And then you put the needle on top of it. They brought one stone. They put it on top of the den. We call it the pit where Daniel was put into with the lions. They put a big stone on top. So that's where the word mesama comes from. It was placed. Benito Izov Yeshu and all that, they're sitting on top of the stone. Avishlech Bidu ala Kalim, even though they have not put any weight onto the Kalim, Timeyama Kalim, the Ksiv Kolosha Yatakto, the Kalim are Tomei. So, again, so Rashi. If it doesn't understand Rashi, this is that he doesn't understand like what to do with the stone. It could be a piece of wood also. He understands Rashi, the point of Rashi is that since there's the support there, so, which is holding it up, so there's no direct contact between the person and the keli. It says to accomplish that, what do you need specifically? A stone. You could have put a board in between also. Whereas according to his pshat, the point is that the weight of this item is so significant that it's not felt, but there is a direct, placement of the item, the stone on top and the person on top of the stone. Whereas Rashi, he understands I'm not sure if Tosafot understands Rashi that there was a gap, which he does not say that explicitly. There is the lumbus of Rashi the same as Tosafot's? The point is that there is no weight of the person being put onto the stone, but there is contact. Like Tosafot's case, Tosafot's case is why specifically a stone. Okay, so you can live with that. Rashi does have a gap. You're saying, right? So then you're creating a new tumah. So it's like an tumas oil. Right, that's the Tosafot is interesting. Tosafot doesn't ask that on Rashi. If that's what Rashi meant, Tosafot should have had like this problem in Rashi that's Rashi's creating a whole new tumah, which, as far as we know, doesn't exist. Unless you, honestly, you, the point is that they're supporting the weight. So again, so there's no. There's no weight of the person being put in place on this item, but you're going to have. There's also no weight of the person significantly being placed on the item. But there was contact. I saw one of the Chachamim understood that Tosafot said Rashi, like we're saying, but he doesn't address that Tosafot should have asked that on Rashi already. Okay. So the Moor said, according to the Chachamim, according to Rabbi Akiva, what is the purpose of comparing it to a sheretz? The Moor says, L'mashamshin. She'en ha'kelem ha'mashamshin mitamim lo b'masa v'lo b'eben nesama. The mashamshin of the Buddhas are only have a tumas maga, not masa, and not eben nesama. Chachamim said, why are you comparing it to Nida Lamasa? Avaloy Levin Masama, so Lahochi Hani Hekesha the Sheretz. So by having it compared to Sheretz, it won't have Evan Masama. having a peritoneal have masa. So Mora says, well, look, shalom nevela. I have a better idea. These be masa, less be even masama. Nevela has maga and masa, doesn't have even masama. V'hochi odif, and that would be a better comparison, the suloi tzorach lakusha l'sheretz, the muti imeb misama. So instead of comparing it to nida, and then needing sheretz, compare it to nevela, you won't need sheretz. So why did we compare it to nida then? Because tell you, ena levor, yinethach eber mimena, if they were cut off, because of Shalom and Aver from a person, mitam b'maso b'oil, it has tumas, it would have tumas maso, it would have tumas oil, because Aver min achai is like Aver min amaze, mishum teres Aver min achai. Abolam mishum teres Aver min anida, won't have halacha of nida, so it's not community, it has maga, it has maso, it has oil. So what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is the lo mitama bevin misam, but it won't have bevin misam. Because my mace is not the bevin misam by mace. So every minute. So just like that's true by nido, that's enelei vorim. Avavad azora is enelei vorim. It's made out of pieces. So, same way by nida, there's no tumas nida on the item. There is other tumas. There's no tumas nida because it's not. It's the whole person as a person has a tumas nida. Take away a hand, that hand is not a nida. So by Vodazor also, it's the Vodazor together, which has the Tumah, but any item from it will not have it in Tumah. The Morse says, oh, that was Rav Chaim Gurya's Shiloh. Rav Chaim Gurya the Kamban. So Morse says, what's your Shiloh? Now we have your answer. Morse says, I'll leave it to Rekiva Boyalo. Jezkasha was the actual Anita. Mir Mina Lohonami Iskish. We should compare it. To neither, they should have the kula of noe vorim. And then the chumra machshin and the kula lo machshin. Maybe when we'll apply the rule that we may have a hekish. The chumra machshin below the kula machshin. When we have a hekish, we have a possibility to understand the hekish. In one direction, it'll be a kula. Or another direction, it'll be a chumra. We always go the chumra. So also chumra goes shaila. Then the chorus chlor. Pashas Hishayla is that's when you're talking about Hekesh in two psukim and a deraisa. Here it's a pasuk in Novi. And so it's an asmachta, it's some level of an asmachta because it's based on a pasuk in Novi. This Rabbanon is, this tumah is Rabbanon. But the chomer building the tumah based on the psukim. So the concept of the chomer akshinin doesn't necessarily apply in psukim and Novi, we don't know. So that was the Morashayim. Came along Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar said, everybody agrees that every Masama that's not Tomei. To ha iskish to Sheretz. But Sheretz ksiv maga, but lo ksiv masa. I'm sorry, but Chacham say even, it's worse than Machlok, it's by masa. Chacham say there's not even masa because it's the term of the Sheretz. And according to Bekiva, it's just Lanita. So there is masa. The Mora says, according to Bekiva, what is it compared to Sheretz? L'misham Sheho. So Rashi threw it to you. That's an answer. Mora says, according to Chumah, what's it coming to Nida? I'll tell you, Eina Levor. The Mora says, according to Bekiva, my Hilchos Hiskash L'Nida is L'masa L'chuda. So it's just for Masa, not Eben Masama, so Luksha L'Nevela. So compared to Nevela. Morris says, you have to say, according to Bekiva, it's Ein Levor. I just want to point out, again, so if you be darshan full-fledged the Raisa Drushas, as opposed to dinim, you know, asmachtas. So you'd say it's iskish lanida levorim, and not for the din tuma, because for that it should be kiryat and available. So you're left with just sheretz, and it shouldn't have tumas masa. Teres the chum want to make tumas masa, they make tumas masa. But they took a cue from the pasuk which compares it to nida to tell me the lacham ena levorim. But they want to give it more than sheretz. They can give it more than sheretz if they want. They're not limited only to that. Okay. So more as according to this, both according to Rekiva and the Chachamim, there's no Evorim. So it was a Chomer Griyas Shaila. The more answers, he's going according to Rab. Rabbi Masin Lo Adomer Liel to Rekiva Levim Masama Nami Akshal Anid. The much of the Kushan Nevela. You can't use Nevela as your parallel. You have to compare, and you do compare it to Nida. So, because it has to have a Masamus. The more says, according to Rab, according to Rekiva, is there in din of Evorim or not? Whether we leave it to Rekiva, mi makesh nami leninya nida deina levorim, or like, do they create a kula, there's no Evorim or not? Okay, that takes us up to the Gemara. Meisvei. So we're on Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, about 7-8 lines down. At the end of the line, Meisvei, Vodazora kisheretz. This brisa, it's a brisa. The brisa says the Buddha Zorah is like a sheretz, and Misham Shek is sheretz, and the Misham Shem also like sheretz. So Rekiva Amr, and Buddha Zorah can neither, and Misham Shek is sheretz. So, sounds good. The Mor says, Vishlama Lurbi Elazar is Nicha. That's perfect. Come say the Buddha Zorah is like sheretz, has Maga and not Masa. Misham Shek is sheretz, Maga and not Masa, just touching and not if he's carrying it or moving it. And Rekiva says, Kanida, that it has Maga and Mas. Now, Mursus Bisham, Rebelezer, Nicha, the Karn Chachamim, there's no Tumas Masa. So the Brisa says, makes sense, the Buddha's Orch Kesheretz. El Rabba, where it says that it also has Tumas Masa, but you already agree that Misham Shea doesn't have Masa, it only has Maga. So the Brisa says the Buddha Zorah Kesheretz, Misham Shea Kesheretz, Pasha means the same thing, and over here Kesheretz means, by Misham Shea means only Maga, so the Chor by Buddha Zorah also is only Maga. So, and Rabbah said even the Chomer Gither is Mas, al Rabbah Kasher. So Rabbah says, no, not Nisbol. Is it any more stronger than the Mishnah which we quoted, the Ketani Eitzah Bavona Bavor B'Tamak Kesheretz? And we explained Tamak Kesheretz meant the Kimna Mai Kesheretz L'Matamah Beve Misama Hachanamid L'Matamah Beve Misama. So even though they come out in the Misham Sheo Kesheretz and the Buddha Zorah Kesheretz are different, but that's okay. Okay. Meisvei. Braisa. Nochri ve nochris, non-Jew, male or female. Avodah Zorah, umasham sheha. So all of these things, the loch is hein below his seitu. They are tamei, but there's not hesed. Now, Heset means moving something. And I mentioned to you when I mentioned Masa, Masa is the person carrying the item or moving the item. So where it stands right now, based on the Brisa said, there's no Masa. Heset means there's no Masa. Now, we'll see later on, Rav Rashi points out that there's another type of Heset in Shas, which is the opposite, where the Tomei moves the item, not the person. The case I just told you was that the person who's tor is moving the tumah. That's one type of hesed. There's also theoretically another type of hesed where the person who's tameh is moving the tor. Right, that's the opposite direction. That's what hesed usually is used in Shas when it says hesed. And that's something which doesn't, which is limited, doesn't apply to Nevela, etc. But the case of a person lifting the Nevela or moving the Nevela, that applies even to Tumas Nevela, that type of Hesed. So same here, Hainul Estate, and the word assumes means no Hesed at all, either direction, which means it's only Maga, it has no Master. It does have Hesed. The Gemara says, oh great, Mishum Rabbi Elazar Nicha. So Rabbi Elazar said, according to Chum, there's no Master. And the Rekiva says, there is. That's what the price it says, El Rabba Kasha. So, the Gemara says, Omlecha Rabba. This is one second. But the Taimeich, even according to your understanding, you're understanding the Tanakama when it says Hesed, it means Master. So Nochri Renochris Nami Hainbul is Satan. You tell me there's no Master by Nochri Renochris? That's not true. But Tanya writes up the Rebbe Ben Yisrael. So Ben Yisrael Metamim Beziva Ve Nochri Metamim Beziva. There's no Tumas Zov by a Goy. So a Goy who is a Zov has no Tumas Deraisa. Alagazor Aleyan Shihu Kazavim the Chol Divrei. There is a Dinder Rabbanon. Chazal made the Goyim like Zavim. We saw that in Avodah Zorah, that you should stay away from them, and therefore, because we're worried about the Mishka Zohar, etc. So that they created Tumas Zov on a Goy, which means it has Masa. So what does it mean, Hanibal is Satan? No, there's no Masa. So what are you telling me? The Brisa is good, that there's no Masa. By Nachir and Nachas, there is Masa. So Morris says, well, Rabbi Mataris the time may. Rabbi will understand the Bryce in the following according to his reasoning. Nachar Menachris. Hein Behesetim Bebem Mesama Shalahem. So he'll understand when it says Nachar Menachris, they do have Heset, and also you have Bebem Mesama, like a Zob. Zob has a Heset, Bebem Mesama. About a Zorah. He behesaita below ebim mesama shaloh. And Mesham Shah is hein below his Satan at all. That's all I understand the price. And Rabbi Kiva came along and said, Kiva Rabbi Zorah, he behesaita ebim mesama shaloh. So, Nachri Benachri Rabbi Zorah is hein behesaita ebim mesama. Mesham Shah is hein below his Satan. That's how Rabbi will understand the Brice. Rabbi Elazar Mataris to him. He'll understand the Brice. Nochem Nochem's Hain Ben Satan Ben Mesama Shalem. But as Zorah Hebe Loh Satan. So it's Nochem Nochem's have Maga, have Master, have Ben Mesama, Kama, but as Zorah Mesham Hain Ben Loh Satan. So understand that that's what Rabbi Elazar understands. There's no Hesed, there's no Master, right? But as Zorah either. You'll have, yes, Hesed, not Ebem Mesama. So, Maskeblo Ravashi, my Hain. So, what's the Hain mean? So, Nachri, Nachas, about a Zora, Umashamsha, Hain below his Satan. So, if it means that all of the Mashamshim together, they and not their Hesed, which he says that there's a much clearer way of saying it than that. So he could have said it. Rashi says, because of the Zora or. So Ravashi doesn't like that. Elam Ravashi. Ravashi says a different pshat. Let's see Rashi before I get to Ravashi. Rashi, Nicho. The Tani the Rabbanon Kesheretz, It's like a sheretz, the first braisa. Alma loim itamei b'masa. There's no masa. But she's Rabbi said back. Why is it better any better than the Mishnah? At least in the Masechta of the Zoras, the Bona be'etzav, etc. It's the same way you explain it meant over there. There's no ever masam. Over here also there's no ever masam. Hachas in nochri benochris of the Zoras Mishnah Shel. We've seen in Maga nochri benochris. It's only not only Maga. It's any tuma. Heimlo Satan, because the Chodai told Satan mashma shahusatu. That they were moved. Hano masa means the tumah was moved. That's tumah's masa. You by moving is like you it has a look like you carried. Look at Shasaita Shabashas, Nashmo Shatome Hisit Lachem. Hesit and Shas usually means that it's used to refer to a case where the tome moved the tor. Over here it's referring to the tor moving the tome. Correct. Hesed usually means movement, but since in Masa there's always Hesed, so whenever you use Hesed, you want to differentiate it from Masa. Its purpose is to talk about a case where the opposite of Locha, which is very limited, doesn't apply. The Sheretz has a din of, Nevela has a din of Masa, doesn't have a din of Hesed. Mace has a din of Masa, doesn't have a din of Hesed. The Torah is moving the tummy. That's the tumah of the Torah of Masa. So the halacha of Masa is not only if you actually lift it, but if it's somewhere you move it, so that's also the tumah of Masa. But now there's a new halacha issue, which is what if the tummy moves the Torah? So that the Torah was created another level of tumah by zov, nida, etc. Correct. That's a form of that's considered a form of masa.
So once he moves this item, the status becomes different of the item that was once tov. What happens to it?
If the tome moves the tor, a zov moves the tor.
Yeah.
The tor is tome now. It's a form of tumah. So more special of the velocity nicho the tani below is Satan the mashma the lemon tam be masa it has no has it doesn't have masa according to that right now kan porach my hain so what's the phrase hain what does it mean hain so hain is clearly going back on all of them nokhi be nokhus but azar mesham shah it says it's going back on all of them we're understanding that it doesn't mean just mashamshim. The Mor says, "E hain tamei in kamar means they are tamei. They themselves are tamei. So shita, obviously they're tamei. If hashta has Satan tamei, hain mi boy. If that which moves them becomes tamei, so they for sure are tamei. I mean, like what are you telling me? So hachi bor the misni magon below is Satan. If you want to tell me." Maga, not Hesed, say Maga, not Hesed. So they have it in like a Zov, a Chol Divrayim. Alma, Matama, B'masa, they do have Tama's Masa. Ilo, Matama, Ela, B'maga, like a Zovin, Lemeket, Tmei, Mason. If you want to give them a Din Tuma, give them a Tuma like a person who touches a mace. So he's a maga he's a maga mace he's a tummy mace which he became tummy by touching a mace. The law of the tummy mace is an abatuma, but only through maga. So they are there's a human being who walks around who has only tumas maga. Who is that? A person who touched a mace. So you gave a goy the same tuma as a tummy mace, only maga. If that's what you wanted to say, so you tell me it's like a zov means you would tell me that it has maga and mas. Ella, Homeshabeshtahi. So, Morris says, so that some rabbi says, you have to say this price is incorrect. Boy, the truth say, so you're going to have to correct it. Rabbi Matar Satame, Rabbi will correct it according to his Peshitta, Rabbi Losa Latame. So, you're going to have to add some words into the price. Have Evan Masamashal, Hengosina, Gabinachri, and Ochris, Bayman Terez to the Rabbi Bader Velozer. both in Rabbi Loss's correction and Rabbi Rabba's correction, they do have Emma Masam. Nachamina Beperek Basu, the Masad of Nido, Nachamina's Mitzam and Beva Masam. There is Emma Masam by God. Rabbi Loss of Matarsa Tameh, he'll correct it this way, but Azura Hebel is Seta, there is no Hesed. Which means Uloy Masa, Shayna Matam Vamasa, there's no Masa. Okay, Masla Ravashi, my hey. Irabba Rabbeloza has at the price of Loshan Masa, Masha Malahu. She sits to a herem, Dano Masa. If they're understanding Hesed, meaning something else moved them, which is Masa. So my hein, the has Satan, or hein below his Satan, the Ketani, Ben the Rebekeeper, Ben the Rabban. What's this word hein over here? You remember the hein Atzam Tameyim. Shita, obviously they're Tamei. The Tahara Meim, Hesed Manolu, obviously if they're Torah, there's no Din Hesed. So Chibor, the Iflugay. They should have written, Avodah Zor Ein Hesed Tamei. We keep Omer, Hesed Tamei. So what's this hein thing? Leave this hein thing out. So therefore, Ravashi says a different pshat. Back on the Gemara, Ela Omer Ravashi, Hachi Ka Omer. This is how the Braisa has to be read. Nachir and Nachris, non Jew, Bein Hain Shesitu Esacher, whether the Bein Hain Shesitu Oyson. So they have a Tumas Hesed, which works that even if they move something else, the person is Tamei. And if somebody else moves them, that person is Tamei Altmas. Avodah Zorah. Shesita Acher is Taharim. Avodah Zorah moves something else. There's no Tumas Hesed. Acher Shesita Oysod is Tamei. But there is Tumas Masa. So something else moves them. It's like they carried them and it's Tamei. Misham Sheha. Ben Hein Shesita is Acherim. Ben Acher Shesita Oysom is Taharim. So this is the way you'd have to correct the Braisa. But by Meshamshim, there's only Maga, so there's no difference if they move this way, they move that way, there's no Din Tuma, because there's no Tumas Masas, there's no Tumas Hesed. And Rekiva came along. Rekiva Menachim Menachris, Ve'avodah Zor. Ben Hein Shesitu Asacher, Ben Achem Shesitu Oyson. Timeim. So they will have Tumas Hesed. Rashi brings that Tumas Hesed goes together with Eben Mesamah. If it has Eben Mesamah, it has Hesed also. And he's explaining the Braisa now according to how Rab would explain the Braisa. And Hashem Sheva, Bein Hein Shesitu Acher, Bein Acher Shesitu Esod, is to her. Hashem Sheva only have Maga, they don't have anything else. Okay. So that's how Rab would explain the Braisa. According to Rabbi Kiva. According to Rab. So Morris says, I just have a practical question. By human being, we understand that it's a two-way street. You can discuss the Torah moving the Tameh. You can discuss the Tameh moving the Torah. By Avodah Zorah, how is that to discuss the case of the Tomei, the Avodah Zorah, moving the Torah. We understand the Torah moving the Tomei. The person picks up the Avodah Zorah and he moves it. But how do you have a case all the way around where the Avodah Zorah is moving the Torah?
First of all, can't the Avodah Zorah be like
In general, Baal Chai is not Nesar. Not Nesar, but Avodah Zorah.
Does it count like
right. Unless you do a maisa to it. Samora says, Elohisha sita sacherim hechem ishkachas. So the Mora says, Omer Rami Breda Rav Yeva kiritnan. It'll work in the following way. Kiritnan. Hazov bekaf mazna. You made a very big scale. You had a zov, person who's a zov on one side of the scale. You have other food items, let's say, on the other side. So, So the Mishnah said, it's a Mishnah. So Kara Hazov is Timayim. If the Zov weighs down, so the Lacha is that the items have come Tamei, because it's called he lifted the items. See, his weight was what he went down, they went up, so it's called he moved them. So that's a case of Hesed, of him moving them. So more so you can't move the Zor also. Put the Zor in the thing, and the other, something, and the Zor weighs down, it's called it moved an item. That's a case of Hesed. Right, no, I'll touch it. Korohein is Taharim. Now Masa is, but they would weigh down, means they're carrying him. Masa does not apply to Echlam Mashkim or to Kalim, it only applies to Adam. Tumas Masa's Allah only applies to a person carries an item, he's Tame. If an item carries an item, it's not Tame. Except in the case of Mishka. Right? But without Mishka and Moshe, etc., just the Tumah of carrying something. So, if you have a Kali, you have a box, and you line the box, and you put a Nevela in it, and you right? The person carries the Nevela, so the box is carrying the Nevela, it has the weight of it, but there's no magnet, it's not touched because it's lined. The box is tore. The person's tome, the box is tore, and the liner is tome because it touched, it touched the Nevela. There's no Tumah, even though Tumah's Mass by Nevela, it's only by other. Tumah's Mass only applies by other. I don't care. Put them in the box. Roll. I don't care.
Scale doesn't bring them together. The metal of the scale doesn't.
No, it's a good old balance scale. Masnaim is a balance scale.
Right. So there's no
maga. Mm-hmm. Even there would be maga, but there's no maga to the Eichel Mamashkin.
But the top in which the Zav is located, there is maga.
Either yeah or no. I don't know. Whatever would make a difference. So that's the case where you could have the case of where Avodah Zorah is being Masa Decher.